and on the large you earn 35. So.
Oh, okay.
So that helps if you start to retail the product, because mm-hmm. that will give you pretty well immediate income.
Uh-huh. Now, I did have a question. Is it okay to ask
sure,
now?
Sure, okay, go ahead.
Oh, okay. I've already spoken to several people about what I'm anticipating getting involved in. And I want to give them the information. Do I just shoot them over to the website, or wait till I actually come on board so that perhaps they can fall under my downline?
Well, you want to get yourself started first so that you are in the business. And you can always talk to people about it and refer to the generic website. But the fear is that they may order and you're not mm-hmm. getting proper credit for that. So I'd like to see you in the business first, you know,
okay.
just to make
okay.
sure that you're protected and that you get paid properly for your efforts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
And I do have, I'm outside on my way to work, so I'm on my cell phone.
Okay. Are you able to go *6 pretty soon? Because we're going to be taping this call.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
I'll be able to go *6. Now, you're going to have a doctor on tonight, right?
He's actually a blood micropathist.
Oh, okay.
So,
blood micropathist.
Yeah, what he is he's a person that analyzes live blood.
Mm-hmm.
And he's actually really, really smart. I think he's a lot smarter than most doctors, to tell you the truth. I mean, really. What I've seen, and I don't really want to put down anybody, but golly, golly, gosh, he knows a lot about the body. He knows how to help the body to heal itself naturally. So this is what I'm excited about, is people getting results without drugs and without surgeries, et cetera. So,
right.
Yeah.
I have a computer. I'm just not online yet. I'm going to eventually get a home phone, and perhaps they've got a bundle with Comcast. Everybody's competing, so I just want to make sure that my computer, I'm up to date with my hardware.
Okay.
That way I can go online and get some of those older recording.
Yeah. In fact, the one tonight we're going to be recording too. So,
okay.
Perfect timing. Yes.
All right. I do have one more question.
Okay, go ahead.
Should I make business cards, and do I need to get involved with the Chamber of Commerce, local Chamber of Commerce, and Better Business Bureau, and all that?
I don't think that's very important. I don't think the Better Business Bureau is important. I don't think the mm-hmm. Chamber of Commerce is that important either.
Mm-hmm.
What I would do is I would look for local type of health magazines or business magazines that have
uh-huh.
monthly publications or weekly publications
uh-huh.
and start to advertise in those. And when you get started, you'll have a starter kit, and
uh-huh.
then the starter kit will give you some ideas of advertising.
Okay.
But, yeah, Better Business Bureau, Chamber of Commerce, I don't think for this type of business it's really necessary at all.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right, Sharon, thank you very much. I'm on *6 and mute out and just take a look. Listen.
Okay, sounds good, Nathan. Welcome to the
Alrighty.
Call. Welcome, everyone, to the Healthy Hearts Club conference call. As you come on the line, please say hello and where you're from.
This is Al, Sharon.
Hi, Al. Welcome to the call. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Dottie here.
Hi, Dottie. Welcome to the call. How you doing?
Okay.
Good. So let's get the call started. I think we're a little bit after the 6 o'clock. Tonight we're going to be having it taped, so it should be on the hhcextracts.com site and the hhcbusiness.com site. And so all the listeners kindly go *6, and that way we don't have background noise. *6, please. Okay, welcome everyone to the Healthy Hearts Club conference call. My name is Sharon Harris, and I'm the owner of Healthy Hearts Club as well as my husband, Brian. Healthy Hearts Club is about a 5-year-old company now, and it's incorporated in Las Vegas, Nevada. And we've been fortunate to be able to market very successfully our flagship product, Heart and Body Extract. And it really has been a very joyous experience in terms of marketing that fine formula because of the excellent, excellent results that we're getting. And it's really exciting how many different places we've been able to reach with the formula, too. I mean, we're in the United States, we're in Canada, we're in the UK, we're in Malaysia, Australia, New Zealand. Recently, we got an order from India, of all places. So it really is reaching out, and that's a wonderful thing. Speaking about great results, tonight we're very fortunate to have Dottie Ahrens on the line. And Dottie is a person who's a fine example of having a number of different health challenges. It's like a laundry list of different problems Dottie has had, and she really went through a lot. But I won't say any more. We'll have Dottie say for herself what Heart and Body Extract has done for her. So, Dottie, you can go ahead and take about 10 minutes, that would be fine, and explain your testimonial on what happened with you on Heart and Body.
Well, thank you for the opportunity to tell my story, because it is so clear that this is the product that helped me. And I did not know that I was going to reach those particular benefits, because I was looking for just the basics of helping with high blood pressure and my sugar diabetes number 2. But the way my story began of my ill health and my challenges was in January of 00, when I ended up in the hospital in Billings, Montana, with a heart attack, high blood pressure of like 179 over 110, and pulse was way up there. I had arrhythmia, so they had to stop my heart and start it over again, recalibrate it. That's a bit tricky, too. And then I had neuropathy because of the poor circulation, where I had had a nail fall off of one of my 4 toes that was affected by the lack of circulation. And, of course, that was always very painful. Just, you know, how that is with, just throbbing and burning and aching. And it never stops 24/7. So I knew I had bad circulation, and not being a smoker or a drinker all of my life and trying to take care of my body, I really was concerned about the circulation, and I knew that there had to be an answer somewhere, but I was just trying to level out and stay calm and take the responsibility for my better health. Well, I also had edema, you know, all that silly water weight, because things weren't working right inside. And if the circulatory system and the liver are not working right, well, naturally the kidneys are not working right, and, you know, everything's in a mess. So that's what happened, and they also diagnosed me with the diabetes number 2, and my sugar level was at 410. When I was admitted to the hospital. Now, you know, normally it's supposed to be 106, 110. They told me when I left the hospital, if I could keep mine between 120 and 140, that I would have some sort of a normal life. Well, that was, you know, because I would be taking my sugar readings 4 times a day prior to each meal and at bedtime. I would also be taking a sliding scale of insulin, R and N, Humulin insulin, you know, shots, so forth. Well, all of this just really hit me. But they did get my blood pressure down and started working with me to have me get some sort of a normal life. Well, that was January. So I was being a good girl and taking my pharmaceuticals and taking my sugar readings and doing my insulin, watching my diet, you know, lay off the starches and pastries and, you know, no good spaghetti and that kind of stuff, and which I love, Italian pasta food. But that wasn't on the agenda for me. So here I had enjoyed a good, healthy life all of my life. And in July, a traumatic experience happened to me, which caused my blood pressure to go just up out of the roof. And 6 weeks later, I lost my central vision due to hemorrhaging of the capillaries in front of my retinas. Didn't bother the optic nerves or any of that, but it was the hemorrhage in front of the retinas that blocked that view to the brain so that my eyes could give me the central focus vision. So that turned my life upside down. I couldn't see to read, write, and here I'd been a school teacher and real estate sales management and developer for years and years and always on the go, and of course I couldn't drive. Oh, that really messed me up, you know, because I was accustomed to going anywhere I wanted to go whenever I went, you know, whatever I needed to do, that's what I did in order to get things done, to service people in those avenues and make a decent living, and I enjoyed it very much. But here I couldn't even see to turn an egg. I mean, something as simple as that. Or to plug in the mixer for my, you know, mashed potatoes or whatever I was doing, or even make a little cake or pudding or anything. Couldn't plug in the thing. I couldn't see to do that. So I could use my periphery. And I did that. I looked to the side, and then I can see what I need to see. But, of course, it's not as detailed as if I were using my central vision. Well, that's the way it was, folks. And that was September of 2000 when I lost that vision. And it was July, I would say about the 14th, when I heard Sharon for the first time on a radio show when we had moved to Hamilton, Montana. And I heard this conversation about these herbs and the nutritional supplement and helping the circulatory system and getting it cleaned up and cleaned out. And you know, you didn't need to take the Coumadin because you can take this in its nutrition and it coats the platelets and so forth. And so having two members of my family that had had clotting problems, and my mother had heart disease, well, you know, I was trying to be precautionary at that time. So I listened carefully. Well, decided I was sold. And so I got on the phone with her the next day and ordered my product on in, the Heart and Body Extract. And got them July the 17th let's see, that would have been 04. Yeah. And then that's when I just couldn't believe what started happening. Sharon shipped out my product to me and started taking it on the 17th. And I was chicken because I knew that it had cayenne in it, you know, hot stuff. And so I did put it in my cranberry juice because I was using that for my kidneys that were malfunctioning. And then I decided, no, I better not do that. I better follow the instructions. You know, when all else fails, follow the instructions. So that's what I started doing. And by the time I had taken 3 days, I mean like 72 hours, my feet were improving to the point that I was sleeping at least an hour at a time and not sitting up on the side of the bed massaging my feet every 20 minutes. So here we go. You know, it was nothing but improvement. From that day forward, I could realize the benefits of taking this exclusive formula with our company. And it was just phenomenal. The growth of the benefits was just ecstatically exciting. Now, here is the real kicker. 7 days and 9 days, I realized that this stuff was improving my vision. So I said, Dave, I want you to be my witness. So I picked up that the magazine that he had just brought in from the mailbox out front, and put it about 5 inches away from my face. Now, normally when I looked, I could see just two black blobs, like two basketballs. If you put your two fingers up right next to your eyes, then see the little bit of periphery, you see black. Well, that's what I saw all the time there. And that would have been for almost 4 years, see. So I realized that something fantastic was happening. So I looked at that magazine that closely, and it was the red lettering of the title on the dark gray. And, folks, I could really read the title of it. It was phenomenal. It almost stopped my breath. And my eyes then fell down on the next two lines, which were half the size of that, and it was white on the dark gray, and I could read that also. Well, naturally, I just sat down and bawled like a baby. I had my life back. And it's just absolutely phenomenal. I mean, it was awesome. Because here I had lost my sense of balance. I had to walk with a cane in my house because I had to use my periphery. And so this was a smoky gray, lacy-like. And I could see straight through and read those letters. Well, I was just more than excited. Well, things just progressively got better and better and better. My eyes are not perfect yet, but for the first time, about 2 months ago now, I had an emergency situation where I had to drive a big car, a Suburban, 22 miles safely. And I did it. So that's from being blind with black blobs to being able to come through in an emergency situation and do what I needed to do because of the improvement with Heart and Body Extract in my bloodstream. So this extract has gone to the extremities of my body. I had put the right things into my body, and that's the way God has designed us, so that if you put the right things in, it will heal itself. And I am extremely excited about my hair, my nails, my gums. I had some periodontal disease, and it's just made me healthier all the time. I had the malfunction that I mentioned, the kidneys. The kidneys and the liver and my pancreas were not up to par. They were down in the 20% bracket of performance, and now they're up to 80%. And almost to 90% performance, according to the saliva test that I've been taking over a period of 4 years. So, folks, the only way that you can't benefit is if you don't feed yourself the nutritional value that is in that little bottle. It's a fantastic lifestyle. It will do nothing but improve. You be faithful with it, and it'll be faithful to you. I got to cut back on my pharmaceuticals to about 25% of what I had originally been taking. I've been able to cut back on my insulin intake, to cut it in half. I just do it at breakfast and at dinner. And my sugar level is holding down. It floats about 130, 140 all the time. And also my blood pressure is just absolutely perfect. Went to the doctor just for my checkup 3 weeks ago now, and it was 128 over 78. Well, I'll take that any day. So I took responsibility for myself and took my Heart and Body Extract, and I'm faithful to it. I may take 4, 5, 6 times around the clock. And remember, it's not a medicine. It's a nutritional supplement that helps your body heal itself. And Sharon, I am so pleased that I listened to you that night and Roger, so that I could have my health back and have my life back. Thank you, hon.
Well, thank you, Dottie. And when I think about you, I think about how many different ways this product has helped you. And I also think about how it is a process. When I talk to people on the phone, they say, well, how long am I going to need to be on this formula? And I tell them, you're going to need to be on it for life, because it's a food, and if you stop eating your food, guess what? You start to slowly starve to death. If you stop taking Heart and Body Extra, you start to backslide too. It takes longer to backslide, but inevitably it does backslide, because people do go into a nutritional deficiency mode due to the fact that our food supply that we have nowadays just isn't what it was like 50 years ago, 100 years ago. where the minerals were much better in the food. Nowadays, we're very depleted in what we're getting, and it's a sad situation. But it's remarkable how many different things it helped you with. It helped you with your energy. It helped you with your ability to get around the house. It allowed you not to have to have a cane anymore around the house.
Right.
It allowed you to be able to get rid of that neuropathy, that really, really bad pain.
Right.
It helped you with your blood pressure. It helped you with your blood sugar. It helped you with your eyesight. That's absolutely awesome because that is a gift. And like you say, one really doesn't appreciate the gift of sight until you've lost it.
That's true.
I believe it. And you would know much more powerfully than I. But I can empathize. It would be pretty awful, all right.
No, I was always tired.
Yeah.
My mental and physical fatigue just lifted like a fog. And I would say that was 14, 15 days after initiating taking the extract. So that was shortly after my vision improved. So
great.
It was affecting my whole body, see, all of my organs. So I'm just ecstatic over it. And, of course, I will not miss taking my heart and body. And I've got friends on it that say the same thing. My dog looks forward to his meal in the evening that has his heart and body on it, and it helps his hips. He's 16 years old now, and he's been taking it for 4 years, and the vet couldn't believe that he was that old.
Yeah.
He's just as perky as can be. He's dragging a little bit in his hips, but not like he would have been if he hadn't had his heart and body.
Exactly.
So it's great everywhere for anybody.
Now,
over 20 years of age.
That's right. Dottie, I did get your message about Roger Fredenberg, and if you and I want to touch base, I'll get the phone number, because radio is a very effective way of meeting people. In fact, we started going on the Rusty Humphrey Show, which I hadn't done for years, about maybe 5 years ago. And wowee, it's been very successful. So the right venue can be very, very exciting. So
Roger,
be happy to talk to Roger.
Roger said I got to get back in the swing of health and of heart and body extract.
Yeah. Very good. That would be great for him, too. You bet.
Okay, honey.
Very good. At this time, I would like to introduce to everybody Al Copeland. Al Copeland, welcome to the call.
Yes, thank you, Sharon. Glad to be here.
Yeah, very nice to have you on the call, as always. So, tell me, what do you do for a living?
Well, Sharon, I'm a lab, my crop assistant. And basically what that means, I take your live blood and take a couple of drops of your finger and put it under the microscope while it's still in its live state, and it's connected. The microscopes are connected to a TV monitor, so that allows the client to see just what's going on with their body, because the live blood, what it does is one of the most effective ways of seeing. It gives like a clear graphic picture of the state of health that a person may be experiencing, and also it reveals systematic imbalances, deficiencies, and things that maybe that's needed to correct to bring a person back in balance to a good health state if they are having health problems or various different illnesses.
Okay, very good. Now, what does healthy blood look like?
Well, healthy blood is a very unique and very rarely seen picture, because all the cells, we have somewhere between 70 to maybe 100 trillion cells that makes the body up in the organs. So when you look at the blood in this live state, the cells that are healthy, they are round. They look like little dimes, and they have like this light in the center, and that light is like every cell has that, like an energy or current in that cell. It has what I call a negative charge, and what the cell and the in the fluid way it moves around in a very graceful, rhythmic way, and they touch each other and bounce off. It's like a little dance. The cells are dancing when they're healthy. and it's got a constant flowing movement. And every time they touch each other, the negative charge is still in the cell, this cell will repel the other cell. So it's a very beautiful sight.
Exactly. It sounds like a wonderful sight, a happy sight where you
see blood cells dancing, it's full of energy.
Yeah. Now, on the other hand, what does unhealthy blood look like?
Well, unhealthy blood, you can tell whether or not how healthy the blood is, whether it's getting the proper oxygen, proper nutrients, if the person is in a very acidic state, because within 1 to 3 minutes from the time the live blood is on the slide and under the microscope, it starts to clump together. And it starts to just stick together like it's some kind of magnet. And what happens, it comes together like little rows of dimes or quarters, just piles and piles and piles of them, and it stops moving. So when it stops moving like that, it basically shows that there are quite a number of deficiencies, there are several imbalances. And then you also see things like digestive inefficiencies. You can see it's like mold, fungi. You see all kind of bacteria in the blood. You can see these crystals, and especially that person have a cholesterol problem. Somebody have gout. You see these real sharp, like little glass that's in the blood, and these things swimming around. And this is just one drop of blood. We have anywhere between 5 to 5.5 quarts. So when you see all the, in one drop can have tens of thousands of cells. So we are so wonderfully made. So I say, when the blood's unhealthy, it doesn't look very very good. And the people normally, most people have quite a number of different symptoms that has to do with their poor health state.
What kind of symptoms would they have? Like what kind of different kind of health?
Well,
if they have
diabetes, like this gentleman this past Saturday, he had a heart double bypass surgery. He was on kidney dialysis. He had a stroke. His battery could walk. So arthritis, people have all kind of allergies, sinus problems. You see the white blood cells are coated with these little granules. It depends on the health condition a person have that would indicate what kind of, if they say they have a hormone imbalances, women have a lot of hot flashes. The cells has a certain long oblong shape. If there have other type problems, that look like somebody, the old Pac-Man video game, look like somebody have come along, there's a lot of free radical damage. Someone has come along just bitten eight big plugs out the cell. And then when the cell gets so deficient, the body gets so deficient, the cells go into what you call a shadow cell, where the membrane in the cell just dissolves, the acids and all the bacteria things in the blood, and you see the cells where the bacteria literally is eating away at the cells. And so you see all kinds of different states and condition of a person's body, and mainly it indicates a deficiency of some type of nutritional, and that may be going on 5, 10, or 15 years, but it never indicate a deficiency in a medication or a chemical. But that's what everybody do, to run to the doctor. Mm-hmm. And because what I've seen, these situations, they put these people on a nutritional regimen, and within 90 days to 4 months, and go back and do another blood reading, the blood has come back to life again, the cells is, you see that energy back in there. So it has to do with nutritional imbalances and deficiencies.
Now, specifically for nutritional imbalances and deficiencies, what are people deficient in? What are they not getting enough of?
Well, it depends on the individual.
Mm-hmm.
People have a high diet, eat a lot of fried foods, and they say they drink a lot of coffee, they consume excess amount of alcohol, they drink soft drinks. Those things cause a high acidity of the body. When a high acidity of the body causes the body called the pH, because everything we eat turns either to a state called an alkaline ash or a very acidic ash. Now, if it turned to an alkaline ash, that means it puts more electrons into the body, and it gives more energy to the cells, and it helps the negative charge of the cells to be present or maintain itself. And if it's more acid foods, it's just like if you take car battery acid and you pour it on a on your skin, or you pour it on a piece of wood and let it sit there, it will eventually and slowly eat away or cause quite a bit of damage. So when a person comes deficient, they can be deficient in things like calcium, magnesium. They can be deficient in very deficient in enzymes. They can have deficiency in all different types of vitamins. A lot of people see where they have a lot of mineral deficiencies. So it just depends on their lifestyle, their habits, and things like that that they have been maintaining as far as what kind of deficiency. But whatever deficiency may be, the structure or the broken down state of the cell may be, so they're deficient in fatty acids, but they're not getting enough of that. Or there's a lot of free radical damage, which can be caused by a number of different things. If they work in a place where there's a lot of chemicals, like, and so forth. So if a person is very stressed out, the cells get certain forms and shapes and deformities. So it just, like I say, it's so many factors that's involved that indicates various different things.
That's right. That's very, very interesting about deficiencies. And I guess a good way to know what you're deficient in is to do a hair analysis. Do you recommend hair analysis?
Yes, hair analysis especially is good, because it basically will get an indication of what some of the mineral deficiencies a person may be experiencing. But that is just part of the deficiency that a person have. But the best thing to do because if you're going on a nutritional regimen, most people just start taking nutritionals. But it's just like if your automobile is not running right, it's missing, hesitating, it's not pulling like it's supposed to, normally you just don't go and just start putting parts on it. Most people take it to the shop, have them put it on an analyzer, and look at and find out what is the thing that's contributing to it. And that's the reason what a live blood demonstration does. It gives a person a graphic picture, and they say they see on the TV monitor exactly what their present state of their body, their blood. And if when your blood is out of balance, your whole body becomes out of balance. And one thing after the next, after the next, after the next. People have multiple symptoms. You see all kinds of different things are growing and eating away, and see the cells get to a state that they're just literally over 40-50% of them just wiped out from various different bacteria, the fungi, the mold. These things will literally take your body over if you don't put in or maintain the proper type of lifestyle, for its nutritional lifestyle that we should be doing.
Right, and that can lead to cancer. My father's been diagnosed as having cancer, and he's been going the doctor route. And he, like I mentioned before to you the other day, he's, had his skin cancer cut off, and he's had chemotherapy to his bladder cancer once, and now he's going in again today for it twice. And you mentioned a few things when I was talking to you the other day about, for a person with cancer, what causes it, would you help a person with that?
Well, according to a lot of clinical research in universities and hospitals and other places, they have documented when a person have cancer and many others, especially like cancer, even diabetes, and cancer especially, it shows that when the body gets into a very chronic state of acidic state. And basically what it means, when a chronic acidic state comes from our diet, they maybe consume a lot of heavy dairy, a lot of dairy products. They are a heavy coffee drinker. They drink a lot of soft drinks, sodas. They consume a lot of heavy meats, fast foods, fried foods, and all these things cause the body to become acidic. And then when the body becomes acidic, what it does, it causes the oxygen, and when we breathe in, every breath we breathe in, it cannot process oxygen like it needs to. So the cells cannot get oxygenated, because the oxygen, and when the cells are highly oxygenated, and the body is maintaining an alkalinity of 7.35 or 7.5, well, what happens is that, and it maintains that 95% or more of the time, the cancer cells and other type of bacteria and all these things begin to die off, because they only live in a blood state that has none or no oxygen or very little oxygen, and is highly acidic. And things like a lot of white flour, sugar products, diet, like say a lot of fried foods, people consume a lot of coffee, people consume a lot of excess alcohol. And if they're not doing, and they're doing more of this, and they're not eating enough of the raw veggies and fruits, and they're not steaming, eating 70-80% of alkaline foods. Well, and they're eating most of the acid foods, which is high meat, a lot of white flour, bread, sugars, starches, and things, and sweets. Well, that causes massive acidity of the body and stifles out all the oxygen of the cells, and that causes the cells again to literally break down, and to a and as the cells break down, well, aging process accelerates, the organs start to suffer and have complication with the, like people have a problem with the kidneys, the lungs, the heart, and because of the fact all this acidic and all these improper diet just literally cause destruction. So, like I say, the lack of oxygen as well as the high acidic diet is the major, major contributing factor to most of the cancer. Because once a person have totally reversed their diet and become maintained, get themselves in an alkaline state, and they do things to oxygenate their blood within over 2 or 3 months' time, the cancer cells started dying there. Because I know there are several examples of people who the doctors are given 2 to 3 months to live, but they did change their diet and their lifestyle and eating habits within less than 30 days to 60 days, the cancer just was wiped out the body.
Yeah, you know, I believe that. And when the doctor says, I'm sorry, there's nothing more we can do, there's not going to be any more chemo, there's not going to be any more radiation, there's nothing more we can do, then that sets the body in a better state so that if it does get the proper nutrition, it is able to heal itself and able to fight that.
See, there's nothing else they can do, because chemo, according to, I have a pharmacist, a business associate who is a pharmacist down in Atlanta, Georgia, and he told me personally that they had a convention, or they had about 110 or more doctors, and these doctors, they all resort to chemo and radiation and so forth, and they did a survey with these doctors and asked them how many of them were actually use chemo on themselves and their family, and 95% of them said absolutely not, they wouldn't do it, because in fact, actually, chemo only has, according to what he was saying, and he gets these reports from the pharmaceutical, they do spend billions of dollars in research. And according to the studies and reports that they have done, extensive studies they spend billions of dollars on, chemo has only a 3 to 5% success ratio. It's not the chemo that causes the body to heal. The chemo goes in maybe to a certain point and either get rid of the cancer. It's supposed to get rid of the symptoms of the cancer. But according to their studies, a lot of times the chemo drives the cancerous cells, it goes deeper into the body, into other areas. It's like if you take roach spray and you spray the, you know, you spray for a roach, and they'll start running. Well, a certain amount of roaches may die, but several of them will also run back into the walls or somewhere and hide. And that's the reason why most people, if they say cancer, go to remission. Many, the majority of the people that get cancer normally in 3 to 5 years, they have, or sooner, they have a reoccurrence of the cancer. And a lot of times it's spread throughout the body because the chemo only drives the cancer deep into the cells. And it causes so much damage to the healthy cells. But what causes the body to rejuvenate the cells is the immune system, just how strong the person's immune system is. It'll fight, because when you look at the people with head cancer, look at the blood, and their body has a tremendous increase in the white blood cells and the T cells, which are the cells that helps fight off and kills off things in the immune system. What the white blood cell and T cells does, it produces these special oxygenated cells, and this cell is supposed to go in and attack those cells that have those cancerous cells. And it depends on how strong a person's immune system is as far as whether the chemo will actually work for them. Those who have very weak, very low immune system, that's really why so many people die from cancer. Many more people die from cancer, from chemo, than is literally survived.
Yeah, and I think the chemo is worse than the disease, you know, I really do. I think it's worse than the disease.
What's needed to be done, which is never would ever be done, because when you talk about anywhere between each treatment, $12,000 to $2,000 for each chemo treatment, when they can person need to go on a total strict nutritional regimen, well, that would never happen because, in fact, nutrition is not even considered as a means of treating or reversing or correcting cancer or any other, or very few other diseases from the pharmaceutical standpoint.
Yeah, that's true. And my mother and father like the microwave, too. They like things fast.
Oh, my God.
What is your opinion on the microwave?
Throw it out in the garbage.
That's my opinion, too. I tell my mom, hey, throw that away, but she says it's so quick. Mom.
Because it's radioactive wave, and what microwave cooking does, it totally alters the molecular structure of all foods, vegetables, and when we eat it, and then when we consume things in our body, especially with the radioactive, have gone through those things, well, what happened, it caused severe damage to the cells. That's when you see the cells are all broken down, they're all damaged to the point that they can't hold oxygen, and each cell has over 500 functions. So when the cells begin to break down, what are the functions of the cells that's taking place? Well, the person becomes sicker and have all different kind of symptoms of all kind of different illnesses. And all their body is doing is crying, screaming for, please give me some nutrition or give me something that can help me to regain my strength, my health. Like somebody, it's like when someone's been on a dozen, they're thirsty, and all they need, they are severely, they just need some water to help them get rehydrated, and the cells and the tissues need hydration as well as good whole food nutritionals.
That's right. The body is screaming for it. And speaking about excellent nutrition, Healthy Hearts Club has Heart and Body Extract, and what an awesome formula that is.
Yes, I've been using Heart and Body Extract myself for almost five years, and I've had great number of people who also have used the product, and I would say, I suggest, I tell everybody when I do a live blood reading, whether they're 30 years old or they're 35 years old, and especially anyone that's 40 years old or older, 35, 40 years old or older, because according to a number of cardiovascular experts, even the American Heart Association, they say that every other person that I know, and you know, and everybody who may be on the line, their family know, will die, is going to die, will die from some type of cardiovascular disease if they don't do something to prevent it. But with all the technology and everything that's out here, this is what they said back 15, 20 years ago. And this has increased And more people are dying today of cardiovascular, like the gentleman who was here at that talk show, news talk show. It also says over 52% to 53% of men who die of heart attacks or stroke die without any warning. And what's so critical is what's even more alarming, they're saying now that 65% or so of women who have died of a heart attack or stroke dies suddenly, the first time, with no warning or had no real true warning or any true symptoms. So it is absolutely critical, absolutely extremely critical, absolutely vital to practice. That's what they were talking about now on Good Morning America, because after this gentleman died, that prevention is so absolutely important, because I don't know, you don't know, no one else really knows to what extent the breakdown in the arteries has taken place. Because by the time we're 35 to 40 years old, I mentioned it before, that the body ability to for enzymes break falls about 45 to 50 or 60%. And they have found over 90 plus enzymes in the arteries. Now, and when you take the heart and body extract, being a liquid extract, it is one of the most powerful nutritional products that I know of, in fact, for the heart circulatory system. And the reason why I say that is because the heart works at such a tremendous level of effort. And heart works tremendous at a tremendous rate, because the heart beats at is estimated, according to the American Heart Association, about 100,000 plus times a day. And it's pumping somewhere between 8,000, maybe 9,000 to 10. And if we are doing exercise, pass the blood through the 60 or to 75,000 or more miles of veins from head to toe that we have. So, and the heart's no bigger than your fist. So you're talking about an organ that beats 24 hours a day, and 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And says if heart beat at such a tremendous force, it could literally lift the body a mile up in the air and back with each heartbeat. And with that kind of force, it requires a tremendous amount of energy. So by the time we get 30 to 35 years old, it's just like a car. If you're going to have a car going through 30 to 100,000 miles, and it's doing it almost every day, but yet the heart continues to renew itself. And the only way it can continue to do that is by our lifestyle, our nutritional diet. And that's why the heart, taking the heart and body, is so absolutely critical, because it is one of the only ways to put it in the mouth, hold it under the tongue for 5 minutes to give it a chance to put nourishment directly into the heart, and it goes directly into all your arteries from head to toe. And what happens with the heartbeat is such a tremendous force, and the blood is rushed through the veins, it causes tears, rips, and so forth. And this is what happened to the gentleman who died. And that little crack, and there's that blood flow, and caused blood clots. Now, with the heart and body naturally breaking down, the dissolving blood clots, thinning the blood, then giving it, and the hawthorn berry strengthens the heart. So that 3 to 4 times a day, taking that 15 to 20 to 30 drops if a person has a chronic condition, helps to give the heart food. It's just pure liquid food for the heart. And that keeps it beating strong, helps keep the arteries flexible, because the arteries are not but 5 or 6 layers of muscle where the blood can flow. And the internal part, the internal surface of the artery, has to maintain a smooth surface. And so by keeping garlic in it, help break down the cholesterol, and the bilberry help to mend and keep the heart and the arteries in a much healthier condition. Well, it's just absolutely a very, very important part of maintaining your health. And you're talking about less than $2 a day that could literally save your life and could dramatically minimize all these heart attacks, strokes, and all these aneurysms that people are suffering. It's just so don't make sense. Everyone in everybody's family that 25 years old or even younger, because even 25% of the young people now, they finally have blood pressure in the heart and should be taking the heart and body. Everyone.
So you've helped quite a few people on Heart and Body. You've been with us for 5 good years. Tell us a few of the experiences of some of the people that you've helped that come to mind, please.
Well, I've had quite a number of people, like the gentleman doing now, who had like bypass surgery, and they noticed they have a lot of they have cold hands and feet, and even though and a lot of people have cold hands and feet as well, who have like diabetes. So inside of, after the first bottle or so, they notice that that goes away. The numbness and so forth the people experience in the hands and feet, and that restless leg syndrome, there's been a, they have get a tremendous result. And in many cases, just after a matter of a few days or so, a few weeks, that also diminishes or disappears. People, and especially people with angina pain, the heart and body is proven extremely beneficial, because a lot of times in 24 to 72 hours, they notice the angina pain subsides or go away. Also, people have needed, say, natural glycerin and so forth, and they notice that they don't need to be taking that. I've had several people that gotten off cholesterol medication, because the ingredients in the heart and the body naturally lowers and helps the body, the immune system, to break down the excess bad cholesterol. They help folks who have, like Dottie, the vision, notice that they can see better, because the fact that the small capillaries of the eye of the is in the eyes, if as the person takes the heart and body, it keeps the flexibility in the arteries where the blood flow, because the lack of blood flow in any part of the body causes that part to malfunction, not to function at all. People notice their memory improved. I have a lot of people say that they seem to sleep a lot better. They also say that people have had like enlarged hearts. And it's just a matter of after going back to the doctor after 3 or 4 months, they notice that their heart has started to get shrink. The blood pressure problem, and numerous of folks have had blood pressure problems, or hypertension. When they go back to the doctor after 4 to 6 or 8 weeks, the doctor's just amazed after treating them for 10, anywhere from 3 to 5 to 10 years on every medication they tried, but couldn't get the blood pressure to normalize. So it's just been absolutely incredible, the benefits and that everyone has experienced who take the product. And like Dottie said earlier, the only way you can get benefit from any kind of nutritional regimen, especially like heart and body, is to you got to be, your health and your body got to be important enough to you to invest. And then after you invest, take it consistently, day in, day out, 3 to 4 times a day. And because without warning, it can people have a heart attack and stroke, and this can, like I said, dramatically eliminate that from happening to so many millions of people if we can just get people to understand how critical, how important it is to do something as simple as put a few drops under the tongue 3 times a day.
Yep, the body is starving for nutrition. It's saying,
definitely.
Please feed me mm-hmm. something that gives me something that I can work with, because if your body does get what it needs, it has the ability to heal itself. So that's what Heart and Body is doing, is giving nutrition so the body will fix itself up.
Another reason I try to put everyone on the Heart and Body, because in order for any nutritional to absorb, to do what it needs to do, we've got to have good circulation. In order for every mm-hmm. organ, kidneys, liver, everything in our body to function, like even just for the lungs to breathe, it takes proper blood flow. And the blood flow have to be flowing at a rate, and the blood can't be all clumped up together. It has to be platelet aggregation and all that kind of stuff. It has to be flowing in a verse, flowing manner in order to get the proper oxygenation and get the proper blood flow to each organ, which brings the nutrition from our food and nutrition from any supplement that we are taking has to be come from through the blood. So by taking it out in the body, that naturally keeps the blood thinner, naturally prevent the particular aggregation, and with the ginger and the cayenne in it, that helps pour the ingredients and also helps to increase the blood flow. And the heart has strengthened the heart, get the heart the ability to pump stronger and to maintain a good, strong pumping action. That's what's so absolutely critical and vital as far as preventing and keeping the heart strong and healthy and keeping our organs and our whole body healthy. It's keeping our heart healthy and our blood healthy.
That's right. And the fact that the heart and body is antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal, it helps to cleanse and detoxify the blood. And that's
right.
so important, too.
That also helps to cut down to inflammation. Inflammation in the heart is a major, major factor that causes malfunction of the heart and so many other organs. And with that anti-inflammatory and so forth properties, it can, again, like I said, it can greatly minimize. That's really why people have heart condition, I always recommend that they take anywhere the 15 drops or the 20 to 30 drops four, maybe five times a day, their first two bottles, because they are so nutritional deficient, it can make the difference between life and death for them in many cases, mm-hmm. or it can make the difference between them losing a limb, and everybody who've done this, who did this, they have gotten a tremendous improvement in their life. The quality of life has increased tremendously.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much. We're running out of time. We're getting a little noise factor there saying that our time is up. It's
okay.
Been excellent, valuable information. I really appreciate you coming on.
Thank you
and,
for inviting me.
Looking forward to talking to you in the future, near future.
Okay. You all have a wonderful night. Thank you, Sharon.
You too. Thank you, everyone, for coming
bye-bye.
On the call. Good night. Bye-bye.